Father will bless you this day. We exhort you, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace upon our lives. We worship you. We exhort you, O God, for you are the Lord and there is none like unto you. We honor you. We bow before you. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We exalt you. You are worthy to be praised and adored. We return all glory unto you, O God. We worship your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy. Lord, we bless you. We honor you. We lay our crown and we say you are good. You are kind unto us. We worship your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your kindness. We honor your name. We return all glory unto you. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us. You will pour upon us your glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 9th of September, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for the blessing of this day, for the opportunity to see another beautiful day. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me into this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare today the hand of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, no weapon that is put together to stand against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, they are condemned, and their words has no place in me. In the name of Jesus, today I enjoy the blessings of the Lord. I enjoy the favor of the Lord. Favor in difficult places. Favor in difficult situations. In the name of Jesus, today I enjoy the activity of the angelic. In the name of Jesus, for he has said concerning me, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Oh, I enjoy the ministrations of the angelic today. In the name of Jesus, today I rise above the storm of the day. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I silence every whisper of darkness, every whisper of limitation, every whisper of delay, every whisper of defeat. I silence you. In the name of Jesus, I go out today. My feet is set on the solid rock. Oh, the Lord has poured upon me his grace and his anointing. For the Lord anoints my head with oil and my cup runs over. I declare that surely the goodness and the blessings of the Lord, the favor and the mercies of the Lord shall follow me. They are my companion today and all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, today the Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord is upon my life. The mercy of the Lord is upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, I am the one that the Lord has shown mercy. The mercy of the Lord becomes my identity. In the name of Jesus, my life carries the evidence of the mercy of God. In the name of Jesus, mercy becomes my identity. Anywhere I am called to stand, oh, the mercy of God speaks and answers for me. In the name of Jesus, oh, in every difficult situation, in scarce situation, the mercy of the Lord speaks for me. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy all the benefits of the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Lord plant my feet on a solid rock. In the name of Jesus, oh, this day, the Lord will not shut me up in the garden of the cruelty, but the Lord has placed my feet in a large room of glory. In the name of Jesus, therefore, I declare that my day is crowned with blessing. In the name of Jesus, my day is crowned with favor. In the name of Jesus, I call forth the blessings of the Lord over this day. In the name of Jesus, today I speak peace over my life. I speak peace over my household. In the name of Jesus, I embrace supernatural favor in every rant of my life today. I enjoy enjoy supernatural favor in the name of Jesus. Everything and anything that is not planted by the Lord into this day, I uproot you in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I legislate over my day. I cancel every evil words that has been spoken into this day. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. I declare that the light of God shines upon me. The light of God shines upon my path. In the name of Jesus, my going forth today is with blessing and my coming back is with testimony. In the name of Jesus, my life becomes the evidence of the help of the Lord. My life becomes the evidence of the favor of the Lord. My life displays the evidence of the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy His grace. I enjoy His mercy. I enjoy His goodness. I enjoy His blessings. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me quickly remind you that by the grace of God, that tomorrow is our prayer launch, our 1 hour prayer. Tomorrow, 12 noon, by the grace of God, at Oluwadamilari Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Songo, Elele Road, in Ibadan here. I'm trusting that by the grace of the Lord, you will be available for this prayer session, both online and on site. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I told you yesterday that today we are going to pray. And I've said this, I think, last week, that by the grace of God, we are really going to dwell on this particular matter. So our anchor scripture is from the book of Psalm 121. We are going to read verse 1 and verse 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Like I said, today I want you to pray and not to stand as not to be ignorant. Do not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. Do not be ignorant of the devices of the wicked. For what they are doing is to keep men in disadvantage, is to keep you at the end of disadvantage in this very life. By the grace of God today, you are going to set fire on every veil of darkness that is existing between you and your agent of help. Let me say it in a better way that you understand, that is existing between you and your helper. Dearly beloved, I want you to understand that you have to stand and press on the word of the Lord for your life, for it to be fulfilled and for your portion to be delivered unto you in this life. Psalm 115 verse 16 says that even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth He has given to the children of men. The Lord has given the earth to the children of men, not to some set of people, not to some set of people that dwell in darkness, but the earth has been given to the children of men. So, beloved, you have to press on the word to actualize your own portion out of life. You must insist on getting your own place, your own portion out of life. The prosperity and goodness of this earth He has given to the children of men. So please do not allow the wicked to turn your portion upside down. Do not allow them to turn your life from inside out. Arise and pray. There was a time we were in the place of prayer and the Lord just revealed to us in a revelation that there are some people that the enemy has turned their life upside down. They have turned their life inside out. For you to have a better understanding, you cannot wake up in the morning in your right senses after that you have prepared to step out. You now wore your cloth from inside out. You now wear your clothes from inside out. Everybody will keep looking at you as if something is wrong with you. That is what the enemy has done with some people's life. They have turned their life from inside out. Please, beloved, arise in the place of prayer. Let no man discourage you. This is the season to pray. This is the time to pray. Let me tell you something. I know there are people that tell you that you don't need to pray, you don't need to fast. Some of these people that discourage you from doing these things, that discourage you from praying, from standing in the presence of God, they do pray. Let me share an experience with you before we pray. There was a time, there is a prominent man of God that I know that is always an advocate standing against people that pray. Most importantly, standing against people that pray, shake their head and, you know, that kind of prayer. And you know, it is very, very surprising one day when I went for a private time to pray at a prayer mountain, and lo and behold, there I see this same man of God right on the mountain praying, shaking and jumping from one point to the other. I was just looking at him. It took me my personal consciousness to take my eyes off him, to remind myself that he's not the person that I've come to see, but I've come to pray as well. What am I trying to say? Beloved, let no man discourage you. The scripture says, men ought to pray and not to faint. Now it's time to pray. I want you to pray that I destroy every veil of darkness between me and my helper. In the name of Jesus, every veil of darkness that is covering me, between me and my helper, that is not allowing me to be seen, to be visible, every veil of darkness, I destroy you by the fire of Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I set the fire of Holy Ghost upon you. In the name of Jesus, I set the fire of Holy Ghost, fire of Holy Ghost upon every veil of darkness that is standing between me and my help. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. Gross darkness of wickedness covering me, you are removed from my life, from my life, in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and 2 says concerning me, arise, shine, for your light has come, for my light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. He said, behold, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon me. I am no longer hidden in the place of darkness. I am no longer hidden in the place of sorrow. I am no longer hidden in desolation. Oh, the light of God shine upon me. Gross darkness covering me, preventing me from being visible to my help. In the name of Jesus, I command you to disappear. I command the light of God shine upon me. In the name of Jesus, I am no longer hidden. In the name of Jesus, listen to me, dearly beloved. I want you to pray. You are in the midst of multitude, but yet it seems as if you have nothing. You look at from January to this very moment, hardly can you point to anything good that somebody, hardly can you point to any help that has been offered unto you. Listen, it is not that God has not prepared it for you. Your portion of provision is prepared, but you need to come out of the pit that the enemy has buried you inside. You are going to pray that in the name of Jesus, I am no longer hidden. Oh, I am no longer in the corner of darkness. In the name of Jesus, veil of darkness is destroyed. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bring me out of the pit of the wicked, and I am set in the place of his pleasure. I am set down in the place of his glory. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. I become visible by the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, by the light of Christ that shines upon me, I become visible today. In the name of Jesus, the help that has eluded me, I begin to enjoy them. I call forth my help. In the name of Jesus, I call forth my help wherever you are. In the name of Jesus, oh, I call forth my help. I am no longer hidden. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. See, there is an experience that was shared with me. For a long time, he has been in the midst of plenty and nobody remembered him. Not until he went to a place to pray and he pressed on asking for his provision of life, for that which the Lord has provided for him. And when he came back, now, one of the people that he had been with, they see themselves almost every other day in the week. This man, that very day, after he had had this session of prayer and he went back to see this man, he said the man looked at him and he said, where have you been all this while? Somebody that they see every other day. He said, where have you been all this while? And he began to ask him some questions. He said, have I given you this? Have I given you this? Have I given you that? He said, no. He said, the man place his hand on his head and say, what? That all these things are in his plan to give to him. Beloved, thank God he prayed. I want you to pray. I become visible to my help. I am not hidden. I am not desolate in the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop here and allow you to pray. And if the Lord will permit us by the grace of God, we are going to continue tomorrow. And remember as well, tomorrow is a day of prayer. Of course, we have said the month of September is a month of prayer. I pray for you this morning in the name of Jesus. The light of God shine upon you. You become visible to your agent of mercy. You become visible to your agent of help. You become visible to your helper. The Lord bring you out of the pit of cruelty. The Lord bring you out of the pit of wickedness in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon your life. The garment of shame and disgrace that is upon you is removed. The Lord adore you with precious stones, with the ornament of his glory. You become visible. You become a glory in the name of Jesus. I declare the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, beloved, that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.